Cappin Radio Show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, and I want to talk a little bit about the economy. Because, again, this is what is driving all of this. This Ponzi scheme system of banking has to crash. And every time it gets close to crashing, in order to have somebody else to blame it all on, all the hardship, all the hunger, all the joblessness and starvation, they start a world war. So Wall Street and Washington, D.C. can say, it's not our fault. The system works. It's those dastardly, insert name of convenient enemy, here. But apparently around the world, we're starting to see more and more fractures showing up in this global banking cartel, this global Ponzi scheme. Major hits in the stocks. Australia, Japan. Japan started really low. At the last second, there was a huge surge that got them way back up. But the European and U.S. stock markets are starting to reverse their gains they were getting earlier in the year. The euro continues to drop in value against other currencies. We're hearing over from FARS News, Germany's economic output is near stagnation because so much wealth has been looted from ordinary people. Nobody has anything left to go to the stores and buy all these products. And again, it points out this fallacy that a healthy economy has all the wealth concentrated at the very, very top, in the 1%. And that's simply not so. A healthy economy has adequate money and wealth flowing to all levels of society and to into all necessary segments of investment. And that's basically what government was supposed to be doing to keep the economy healthy. But our politicians, the finest politicians money can buy, have adopted the mindset of the Wall Street money junkies that a healthy economy means they're rich and everybody else is poor. And I think one of the most evil, debased, debauched form of human are those who cannot feel they are rich unless they see everybody else around them poor. For most of us non-sociopathic, non-psychotic, non-addicted people, we would be happy with a reasonable home, reasonable security, small amount of toys that we can play with, and a happy life with our family. And all that we're dealing with right now comes from people who can't feel that they're rich and successful unless they have it all and everybody else has none. It's that old Attila the Hun mentality. It's not enough for me to succeed, everybody else must fail. And that is destructive of society. We're seeing that all around us. Look around at the United States of America. Adam Smith was wrong. Individuals pursuing their own greed do not move society forward. In fact, our society is moving backward. Between the fallout from planned obsolescence and the desire to keep us working as hard as we can just to stay where we are, progress has been completely abandoned, other than in political speeches. The euro is continuing to tumble as the reserve currency. We're getting out of this, getting this out of the Daily Bell. I'm sure, from the point of view of the United States, that's great. If the euro is losing trust as a reserve currency, people will flock back to the dollar. But they're not doing that. They're looking for an alternative outside the box, outside the euro, outside the dollar. They're moving away from it, and they're doing it faster than the U.S. can conquer them. As we mentioned earlier in the week, BRICS is dumping the euro as fast as they can. A year ago, they announced they were going to start dumping the dollar. The trend is obvious. The trend is my friend. We'll be right back.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Working two jobs, ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, earlier, we were hearing the BRICS and their summit. Now, BRICS is an acronym for Brazil, Russia, and a bunch of other countries who are outside the sphere of influence of the United States. And up until now, they've been sort of a mutual commerce-enabling organization. But we saw Russia basically take the lead in saying that it's time for BRICS to expand its scope to get into world politics, and we have since found they're proposing their own global bank. And now we're seeing this story coming out of Veterans News Now, how the BRICS summit has basically declared red lines on Syria and Iran. They're coming out in public saying, we will oppose or we reject the idea of any further U.S. invasions into Syria and Iran. Now, this is already backing up a policy Russia has been expressing all along. Russia has sent a clear, unequivocal message to the United States of America that they will turn either Syria or Iran or both into a new Vietnam and simply wear the United States down in a war of attrition. They can do it. They've got the three M's. They've got men, money, and manufacturing, and the United States does not. So this is another message coming over from the rest of the world that enough is enough is enough. They see the United States and Israel as the new axis of evil, just invading countries for the heck of it. And they're trying to send a message saying it must stop. Now, I have often referred to the Enron scandal in reference to the global warming hoax. And a reminder that Al Gore, when he was setting up his carbon trading scheme, had assistance from Ken Lay. And the goal there was to loot planet Earth with carbon dioxide, the same way that Enron had looted California with electricity. Now, Ken Lay, we were told, passed away rather suddenly and surprisingly. And his cohort, Jeffrey Skilling, was sent to prison for 24 years for fraud, insider trading, conspiracy. And he was thrown in prison back in 2006 for 24 years. Now we're getting word that there is a deal in the works where he will be allowed to leave prison early because he has suffered so much. Blah, 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 blah. So if you're above a certain level of income in this country, you don't have to pay the price for the crimes that you commit. You really don't. Now, I want to talk about this tax loophole. This came out of a video, well, not videos to view. They're basically just forwarding a video from an independent news station in the United States. And we're beginning to see this as a trend. When you have a network affiliate, but you're privately owned, you're a little bit freer of the leash that the wholly owned network affiliates have to abide by. And we're seeing this with a lot of these independent stations. And, of course, when they start coming out with these reports, they're picked up and they go viral on the alternative media. And they're actually getting a larger audience for these reports than the wholly owned corporate-controlled media is doing. So, anyway, this story and the headline, if you want to see the video, go to whatreallyhappened.com and look for the headline, Another Massive Tax Loophole. And this is a story about how the Internal Revenue Service, in order to be able to collect taxes from illegal aliens, came up with something called ITIN, the Individual Taxpayer Identification Number, because illegal aliens can't get a Social Security card. But the IRS wants money, so they said you will get an ITIN number and you'll be required to file an income tax return. And it is blown up in their face big time. Because what this TV report has uncovered is that all of these illegal aliens, they will fake, minimal earnings. I'm only making so much money. And then they'll file for something called the Additional Child Tax Credit, often for children that are still living down in Mexico, often for children who do not exist and do not live with or do not live with them. It is a massive fraud, and these illegals are getting these huge tax refunds from the IRS for thousands of dollars. One of the ones they showed on the air was something like a $14,000 refund sent to the illegal alien. And apparently the IRS is not doing anything at all about this. Apparently there was a whistleblower who was reporting all of these 100% fraudulent income tax returns to the IRS, and the IRS is not doing anything about it, wouldn't be interviewed, didn't want to do anything about it, saying, oh, Congress has to deal with this, just passing the buck. So the short version of this is the illegal aliens who are in this country illegally, they are by default criminals, are getting thousands and thousands of dollars from the IRS, while you, the legal citizens of the United States of America, continue to pour your money in. And apparently the IRS doesn't see a problem with this. So the headline is Another Massive Tax Loophole. You've got to look at that. And it's just another reminder that for some strange reason, people who have come into this country illegally are getting a really sweet deal at your expense. And I know I'm going to get emails and phone calls saying, you're being racist, you know, how could you resent Mexicans coming to this country? You have a Mexican name, blah, 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 blah. Well, first of all, my name is not Mexican. It's actually Sephardic. And yes, my father did come in from outside this country, but he did it legally. He went through the approved legal mechanism. And anybody who wants to come into this country who does so legally, welcome. Have fun. Join our society. Be a productive member. We're not talking about issues of racism here. We're talking about legality. We've got this wide open southern border. You ever stop to think, for all this groping and fondling you're having to go through at the airport, that if there were a real terrorist out there, as opposed to all these phonies running around with towels they steal from Holiday Inn saying, I'm Al-Qaeda, be afraid of me, if there was a real terrorist and they had a real nuclear bomb, they can get into this country, just walk across that border from Mexico, nobody will stop them. And so these people are coming up here and they're just looting the system. And even when they're caught, nothing is being done. It is a national scandal. I guess it's presumed they will always vote for the incumbent party. I'm not exactly sure what's going on. Now, over at Blacklisted News, they're still talking about the very real possibility that in the event of a financial crisis, that the United States government will in fact do to you, the American people, what the bankers of Europe just did to the people of Cyprus. Just shave it all off and grab it. By the way, somebody had an interesting comment the other day when you're talking about this 80% confiscation of savings accounts in Cyprus. That's not a haircut. That's a castration. And they're absolutely right. You really should get your money out of the bank while you still can. Over at From the Trenches World Report, interesting article, nearly 50 million Americans are living in poverty in this country. That's the worst since the Johnson administration. And I got an email from somebody. We were talking about how, again, coincidental number, 50 million Americans are on food stamps, and they wrote in to remind me that food stamps are issued on a household basis. So when they say 50 million Americans are on food stamps, what they mean is 50 million households. So the actual number of Americans trying to live on food stamps is much, much greater. If your household has a husband, a wife, and one kid, you're talking 150 million Americans on food stamps. And the bankers and the federal government and the corporate media want to tell you the economy is great, it's recovering, look at the Dow. I don't think so. Now, one of the big stories that we did see on the corporate media today, they're going on about it, how cancer clinics across the country, and remember, these are for-profit operations, they're there to make money. There was a big scandal a while back where it turned out that Cancer Treatment Centers was artificially inflating its survival and cure rate on their advertising. They've been called on that one. But the cancer clinics across America are now starting to turn away Medicare patients because they're not sure they'll be reimbursed for the chemotherapy. And they're blaming the sequestration. And I want to make a point here. You, the American people, pay taxes to take care of this nation, the United States of America, and its legal citizens. But the federal government is taking your money. They're giving it to Wall Street. They're giving it to Israel. They're spending it on these wars of conquest, which are leading us into disaster. And where are the budget cuts falling? On the things that you wanted to pay taxes for. The roads, the schools, medical care. Sounds to me like we're back in a situation of taxation without representation, where you're taxed and you have nothing to say about where that money goes at all. And in that little school in New Hampshire that I grew up in, I was taught that taxation without representation was a legitimate reason to fire the government. Just something for you to think about. We're going to take another break for commercials. We will be back after these words from our sponsors.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Wall Street wizards on the land from a mental institution. Claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Replace them all, start over while we all still can.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go to the phones. Nick in Japan. Aloha, Nick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. Really quick question for you. Got a statement. George Carlin had this perfect metaphor. I think it was in Complaints and Grievances, where he said that everybody blames the politician, everybody blames the bankers. He says, I don't usually blame the politicians and bankers. He says, they come from the same institutions of America, churches, schools, etc. He says, I don't blame them because if it was really just their fault, where are the upstanding, benevolent Americans? Where are they? He says, we don't have them. They're down at the mall, buying shoes with lights in them and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And so I think with this, he sort of laid the blame with the American consumer. And not so much the politician. But my question really is this, because, you know, the usual myth of people that normally call into the show, like myself, I guess, but and people that listen to talk show radio is the illusion or the myth that there is a victimhood or problem with authority, victimhood complex or that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And so it sort of ties into this idea that because we've been playing the same routine over and over. History is replete with this situation where there's the predator and there's the sheeple, the victimhood complex, the sheep. And mm-hmm. so I'm just wondering if it sort of ties into that whole Aristotle concept, which is there are natural-born slaves and natural-born administrators, or carefully rewritten natural-born sheeple and natural-born predators. So I'm just wondering, because it seems like history is replete. We just keep on playing the same game over and over again. You look at Americans today, we've got our money in the banks, we've got our money, we're participating in the system, and people are just not angry enough. They're not angry here in Japan. They're not angry. I think Japan we've just recently got this $1.2 trillion stimulus package, and the people are just walking around like nothing's wrong. You know, it's just the same old thing, nothing to be concerned about. The United States, same situation. It seems like I talked to my family.
Can I respond to that? Because we're almost out of time on this segment here anyway. I'm a great admirer of George Carlin, but I think he missed what's really going on. Obviously, we all are at least taught to respect Aristotle, but on the other hand, he was the guy who came up with the idea that the Earth was the unmoving center of the universe, and he definitely blew the call on that one. What is going on here is that the vast majority of the population are enslaved by their beliefs. We are all raised to believe in certain things. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not bear false witness. Our so-called leaders are the ones who don't follow those rules. They'll pretend to in public. I am an honorable man. I am running for political office. But we are finding out time and time again that the people who are rising to these positions of leadership are able to do so because they are not fettered by these beliefs in honesty, fairness, morality. And that is really the reason. The people that you are calling sheeple are the ones who are still having a worldview where everybody is honest for the most part. Everybody is, you know, mostly telling the truth. Everybody's mostly being fair. And that is simply not the reality when you get higher and higher in our social order. The higher it goes, the crookeder it gets. And that is the reality. And I'm not saying that everybody in the country ought to start lying and cheating and stealing, but what we need to do is recognize those people who are appointing themselves leaders over us don't deserve those positions because they are not conforming with the laws and morality of the land. When the United States was founded, the founding fathers tried to craft a set of laws and protections because they understood that politics will attract the very sort of people who should not be allowed in politics. And if there is a failure, it is because we, the American people, lured away by advertising or entrapped and enslaved by our own beliefs to render unto Caesar, refuse to stand up when our politicians and our leaders started acting illegally and immorally and hold them to account. But I don't think people are completely uninvolved, and I'm seeing a lot of anger building around the world. I know in Japan, because of the culture, they prefer not to show their anger and upset, but that doesn't mean it's not in there percolating. Okay?
Yeah, it's a good point. Well, I'm just wondering if we even have the capacity to really get angry, because if there's no perfect society, it seems like history, you just look throughout history as far as back.
Well, let me respond to that because we're coming to the end of this segment here. I think we have the capacity to get angry. I'm surprised Americans have not become more angry than they are. But again, we're now finding out that fluoride in the drinking water is in fact a tranquilizer. In fact, fluoride is the key ingredient of Prozac. And that may be the reason we're unable to feel anger is our governments are drugging us. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tonight, as I sit at the kitchen table and write my monthly check to bank and trust, I sigh to think I should have seen this a-coming. Now I'm struggling with another boom gone bust. Oh, see how the bubbles swell.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. The corporate media is going on and on about dark matter in the universe, and can we find it and prove that the Big Bang math all works out? Meanwhile, we are hearing from the North Korean media. They have announced they have information that the United States is preparing to send an air combat group, meaning a carrier and its support vehicles, to the Korean Peninsula. So they're definitely ramping up. They need a war. They don't even care who it's with, or how many of your children will have to die in it. Still seeing the repercussions from one of the largest Dutch gold banks defaulting on physical gold delivery. And that's what it is. It's a default. And they're going out and saying, no, we'll just give you a pile of this paper money that's the equivalent value, and you shouldn't complain about that. Well, they're just printing that stuff up out of thin air. Now, over in New York, this is kind of an interesting story. We're getting this, in fact, this was actually reported on CNN's website. The fast food workers in New York, McDonald's, Wendy's, Domino Pizza, they've all gone on strike. They just walked off the job over the poor pay and poor conditions. And I'll bet you right now, McDonald's is wishing they hadn't been demanding college degrees for their burger flipping jobs right about now. Because those college people, they've got dangerous ideas. They won't do what you tell them, like those high school dropouts will. Now, an interesting story, and this is over on Washington's blog. There's been a survey regarding Americans' attitude toward the big banks, the too big to fail, too big to jail banks. And they found out that half of the respondents are in favor of directly breaking them up. And most of the rest were simply in favor of stopping the artificial support and letting them fail on their own or shrink on their own. And only a tiny, tiny fraction of respondents were opposed to anything that would impact the big banks. And I presume that tiny fraction of respondents are probably employees or stockholders in those large banks. But the public mood has definitely shifted. They understand these big banks are the problem. Meanwhile, showing the continuing revolving door between Wall Street and Washington, D.C., Bruce Hayman, a former Goldman Sachs executive and one of Obama's top fundraisers, is next in line to be the U.S. ambassador to Canada. And we may presume, should he get that position when he's up in Canada, he will be there representing not necessarily the United States government, but Goldman Sachs. And after the wonderful job Goldman Sachs did in Greece, you Canadian listeners have my deepest, deepest sympathies. Now, apparently, a little over a year ago, and we need to pay attention to this now because of the extreme fragility of the economy and the rush to get a whole new world war going. But a little over a year ago, Obama signed Executive Order 13603. It was called National Defense Resources Preparedness. And this is an executive order that basically arrogates to the administration the authority to commandeer and take control of all water supplies, all human and animal food supplies, all transportation, all energy supplies, all construction materials, all health resources, all farm equipment, all fertilizers, all fuels, on and on and on and on and on. In other words, all Obama has to do is gin up some kind of a national emergency, and the United States will transition into a state where there is no more personal property. Everything you have is the property of the government, and they will decide where and when and whether you can use it or not. And again, this is an illegal application of the executive order. The executive order's function was for the president to execute the will of the Congress, not simply create laws out of thin air with the stroke of a pen. And Congress should have reined in this use of the executive order a long time ago. Of course, we understand why Congress won't do that, because those people in Congress are all lusting for that Oval Office, and they dream of the day they're going to get it. And when they get it, they want it to have all the extraordinary authority and power that the current president has. Nobody wants to become president and have to actually abide by that Constitution any longer. Where's the fun in that? Now, another piece of information we need to be keeping in mind is back in January of 2012, the United States and Canada signed what was called the U.S.-Canada Civil Assistance Plan. Now, this is an updated version that updated the one originally signed in 2008. And basically what this plan says is that the United States or Canada's government can deploy their own domestic military into the other country to provide military support of civil authorities. Now, the reason for this is, going all the way back to the Combat Arms Survey, the U.S. government is realizing they're going to have a very difficult time getting American military to fire on American citizens during gun confiscation or fuel confiscation or food confiscation or gold confiscation or any of that stuff. So the whole purpose of this agreement is, when Obama declares his national emergency and invokes these executive orders powers, you're going to have a bunch of Canadian soldiers down here patrolling the streets of the United States of America to shoot the American people. And by the way, this is exactly the arrangement that cost Charles I his head. So they're making all these plans. Washington, D.C. is making plans to declare war on the 50 states. And I hope the 50 states are getting ready to deal with that. Sadly, most state governors are dreaming of their trips to Washington, D.C. and potential run for the White House. So they're already compromised by their own political ambitions. Over at antiwar.com, a troubling but not surprising article, basically that the government is spying on peaceful political dissidents and considers them all potential terrorists. They're getting into a real bunker mentality over there at 1600 Pennsylvania. And apparently part of the president's daily intelligence briefing includes a report on peaceful demonstrations. It's now considered enemies of the warfare state. Now, over in France, we're all hearing about the problems with former President Sarkozy and his scandals. But apparently his successor, Hollande, is not doing very well either. He has not kept the promises for change that he made coming into office, just like Barack Obama. And apparently in the wake of the Cahuzac scandal, French approval of his presidency is dwindling rapidly. And the French people are very angry over France's intervention in Mali, because that was only going to be a couple of weeks. Now it looks to be pretty much open-ended. We know why. France's war in Mali, which is Africa's third largest gold producer, was started just 1 week after Germany requested the return of all Germany's gold bullion, supposedly in the vaults of the Bank of France. See that little kind of a connection going there. Back to the phones, Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'm calling about the National Defense Resources Preparedness Executive Order.
Yes.
Which I don't know, I think I may have sent that to you. I know you know that, but I may have sent it to you just two, three days ago.
Yes.
But one of the things that it doesn't do, Michael, it completely excludes Congress. Congress has it's completely up to the president to declare the emergency, which is not defined what an emergency is. Obama's dog puked, whatever, you know.
I don't think anybody will buy that one, but obviously a run on the banks or people getting very unhappy with Wall Street. We know in earlier versions of these executive orders, a financial calamity is listed among the reasons for the president to declare a national emergency.
Well, there's the criteria, if you read the thing, is completely up to the president. There is no definition whatsoever, and literally it could be he just has a bad day and he wants, you know. And there's no review on this by the Congress for 1 year. There's 1 year. Now, if Congress if they're in session, which I doubt that he would do it if they were in session, but say they're not in session. If they are in session, they could pitch a complaint and maybe make some trouble. But the smarter thing for Obama to do would be to do this when they're not in session and then prevent them from meeting. He doesn't even have to. He has to give them a report within, I think, 11 or 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
So he could have unfettered power and, you know, for, you know, just keep them from ever meeting again.
They're not playing by the rules. They're not playing by the rules. It's going to be whatever, you know, whichever member of the government that has the support of the military behind them decides they're going to do. And this is not the United States that was created back in 1776. It's very, very much transitioning into this fascist dictatorship. And we all know that's what's going on. Our best hope to avoid this is going to be a crash of the economic system. And the president can stand up there and say, you know, national emergency, turn in all your gold. The question is whether he can really enforce it, even with all those Canadian troops.
Well, another thing, though, Michael, that's in there is that literally it provides for him able to declare slave labor. Uncompensated, you know, gather people up to enforce labor and a forced draft.
Yes.
That's in there as well. I mean, it's the most draconian thing I've ever seen.
It's anti-American. It's un-American.
It's completely. Not even Soviet Russia would do that. But it's unbelievable, Mike. But anyways, that's what I wanted to call and talk about. So,
yeah, it is amazing. Most Americans really have not done the research on these executive orders. They're sort of loosely, collectively called the FEMA executive orders because they're all tied in with the Federal Emergency Management Agency. And by the way, most Americans have been sold on the idea that the Federal Emergency Management Agency is there to take care of the country in case of an emergency. No, it isn't. Its real tasking is continuity of the government, protecting the government against calamity, including the American people. That's why their performance in these natural disasters has been so poor. It's not what they're really set up to do. They're there to protect the government from the American people. So is the Department of Homeland Security.
Can I make one more point here, Mike?
Sure.
My wife is black, and she will not hear anything negative about Obama. And mm-hmm. when I point out to her, you know, case after case after case of his evisceration of the Constitution and you know, drones and surveillance and torturing and wars and, you know, the whole litany of all the things that Obama has done, she will hear nothing. But once she does, every once in a while she'll come back and she'll say, well, the president doesn't really have any power. It's the people who are above him. And, you know, there is a case to be made for that. But the case I want to that I bring back to her is that, you know what, whatever these guys have, whatever the bankers and all that have, Obama can have them murdered at any time.
Mm-hmm.
He can make them disappear. And what is the real power here when this is a guy who
the real power is the money. The real power is the money. Money rules everything. And your wife is one of those individuals I was talking about before that is hopelessly enslaved by the beliefs that she's been indoctrinated with. And
right.
This is why in the long view, I seek a world completely free of belief. Because when somebody says, I believe, what they're saying is, I'm going to act as if X is true, even though X may be completely false. That's what a belief is, to get you to act as if something is true when it is not. We believe Saddam has weapons of mass destruction. We believe there were torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin. We believe in the lone assassins. We believe bankers are honorable people. We believe politicians tell the truth. Those are the chains of our enslavement. Are those beliefs. No chains of iron or steel ever held a human being tighter than the chains made of those beliefs that we're indoctrinated with. You've got to abandon belief as the necessary first step toward true freedom.
Amen, brother. Thanks,
okay.
Michael.
You
All
got
right.
it. We're going to switch over to Tony in Indiana. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. Thanks, Mike, for taking my call again. First of all, before I ask my question, I'd like to thank you about your vigilance on reporting the economy and how it relates to the founding fathers we live in today. So my question is, could you elaborate on what I believe, unfortunately and tragically, that today we are living in a Hamiltonian America rather than a Jeffersonian? Could you elaborate on that, please? I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, that's a very interesting way to put it, and you're absolutely correct, because Alexander Hamilton was the banker's agent in the early United States. Hamilton was the one who was out there saying, no, we've got to borrow from the bankers of Europe, and we've got to build up debt and credit in order to function in the world economy. And most of the founding fathers just thought he was really full of it, and that was part of the reason that led to the duel with Aaron Burr. And the Hamiltonian model is, of course, the private central banking model. A private bank has the authority to issue the currency as a loan at interest. And the founding fathers of these United States absolutely rejected that model because they remembered the predations of the Bank of England as being the prime cause of the American Revolution. And they understood full well if they adopted that same system, there'd be a second revolution against themselves. And so they went with the model that the government creates the currency, spends it into circulation, it flows through society, fueling commerce without accruing interest to a private bank, they tax it back at the end of the cycle to balance the books, and it worked very well for the nation and the people. The model is money as a public utility rather than a private money-making venture. Hamilton, of course, he was good buddy with all the private bankers, and he worked very hard to try and bring private central banking into the United States of America. And Jefferson opposed him. Aaron Burr opposed him. But of course, he's still lauded as a great founding father, and he's got his face on the currency because he was very much the representative of the European banking cartels in the early U.S. government. So that little bit of history. But again, as I said, the advantage of all this globalism that we're dealing with right now is for the first time in the history of the private central banks, they may all come crashing down together at the same time. And when we talk about the blueprint for the new America, we have to put in there a little post-it note that anybody standing up and saying we need to bring back the Federal Reserve or the Bank of the United States and have private bankers in charge of our economy should be tarred, feathered, and run out of town on a rail. Redwood. They leave really nasty splinters. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with 5 other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fear and hate will rule them, said the demon to his role. In shackles we will bind them, to the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm getting a story now that Senator Imhoff, Oklahoma Senator Jim Imhoff, is out there saying the U.S. must strike North Korea now before they shower the United States of America with nuclear weapons. They're really going to do it. They're really going to do it. The money junkies are desperate for a war so they can duck the blame for all the destruction their little Ponzi scheme private central banks have caused. And they don't care who it's with. North Korea, Iran, Australia, Santa Monica, Poughkeepsie, they don't care. They just want to get the blood and the bombs flowing freely so they can point to there and say, look, if it's the war over there is the reason you're all suffering and starving. Meanwhile, there's an interesting little story. We mentioned it briefly yesterday over in Chechnya, in Grozny. Their tallest skyscraper caught fire. It burned from the ground floor all the way up to the very top, completely, wholly engulfed, did not collapse. And, of course, this is of concern to everybody studying the 9/11 false flag and World Trade Center 7, which had a few fires in a few rooms and collapsed into its own footprint. And before 9/11 and since, no steel-framed building has ever collapsed from fire. And this is just the latest in a long line of examples. This building was completely gutted, and it's still standing. The official story of 9/11 had no explanation for that that was politically acceptable. The official government report on 9/11 didn't even mention Building 7. So there we are. The planet Earth seems to be getting unhappy. Apparently Mount Etna has erupted and buried a small tourist town under black ash. Another volcano has erupted over in North Sulawesi, Indonesia. And apparently people around Mount Guntur are being put on alert. They may need to evacuate. So planet Earth is rocking and rolling out there. Now, I have an interesting little story. This came out of the Independent in Great Britain, that over in the Netherlands, a ban on an organization that is pro-pedophilia has been lifted. This is an organization like NAMBLA that is openly lobbying for the social and legal acceptability of sex between adults and children. And the government of the Netherlands lifted the ban because the group isn't actually breaking any laws. And the only reason I posted this is because as reprehensible as you may feel their activities are, you have to at least acknowledge they're far more honest about what they're doing than the clergy. So, kind of puts that whole church child sexual molestation thing in perspective. We're going to be back after station identification.